coming up.
Coming up on Heard on the Street, are tablets the new laptops?
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal, your traveling companion in the digital age. Now, Heard on the Street.
Hello, and welcome to Heard on the Street, the podcast. We are the Wall Street Journal's home for commentary on all things financial all over the world. Reporting from New York, I'm Miriam Gottfried, joined by my colleague David Riley in New York. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Miriam. How are you doing?
Doing well. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
We have Heard on the Street's Dan Gallagher here to talk to us about tablets. Dan, Apple launched its iPad Pro this week, which is targeted at business. And we also have Microsoft pushing the Surface. Are tablets going to make laptops obsolete sometime soon?
Sometime soon, I doubt it, you know, but I've been covering tablets now, you know, I mean, since the first iPad launched 5 years ago, there's been this thought that, you know, hey, tablets will replace laptops because they're smaller and lighter. You know, they really haven't done that yet. And, you know, each year the tablets get better in terms of their, you know, computing horsepower and everything. But I think it's not just about getting the tablets more powerful. It's about changing the way people are used to working with tablets. With laptops, when you come to this question, and a bunch of reviews I was reading just on the new iPad Pro, which Apple is really billing as a laptop replacement, so a lot of reviewers are pointing out that, you know, the way they're used to working with a laptop causes some consternation, even though they really like the iPad Pro as a tablet. So I'm not sure this we're at that point yet. And also a broader question is, when you're talking about businesses, Windows is still the dominant operating system in most enterprises. If your workers are mostly emailing and taking notes and surfing the web, tablets have worked well for that actually for a while. You don't need the brand new iPad to do that. But when you get into different types of work functions, I think that's where it gets a little bit more complicated for tablets to make their case.
Dan, is that why people need Apple's new pencil? Is that sort of like a mouse on a tablet?
Stylus.
Well, yeah, you need
pencil.
When you're dealing with a tablet, and you know, for a lot, to expand the uses, I think they realize that you need some different ways to interact with it. And again, that's where, you know, Microsoft kind of realized that with the Surface and they sell a stylus with that. So, you know, the pencil is essentially a stylus. I don't know that it solves that for everything. I think it really depends on what you're mainly going to be using that tablet for.
Dan, let's bring it back to the companies a second. Obviously, for Apple, this is a bit of, it's at the margins. It's important, but it's not make or break. Apple's still all about the iPhone, as you were talking about in last week's podcast. For Microsoft, though, it would seem that the stakes are higher for this because, you know, they don't, the Microsoft operating system for mobile just is nowhere in terms of market share. They need to expand the platform beyond the desktop. If the Surface doesn't work, do they have anything else? How important is this?
Well, they don't have really anything strong in phones. So, you know, the Surface has done well for them. It's a very small part of their revenue, but it's shown that there's a growing niche for these kind of professional types of tablets. I think the broader question for Microsoft going forward is, is keeping as many people as possible using, you know, its software, not just, and I think Windows is even less important to them now. I think for Microsoft, they want people using their software applications, using their cloud-based applications and servers, and keeping businesses and customers on that. So that's why they're willing to, to even help Apple with marketing its devices.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like this is Microsoft's chance to be on mobile. I mean, we talked, you know, a couple weeks ago when you were on about, why some of these why Microsoft is still bothering to make phones. And, you know, this could be Microsoft's, you know, time to shine on mobile. If you consider tablet mobile, this could be the use case for Microsoft software, it seems to me.
Yeah, it helps Microsoft if no matter what device you're using their software. Even if it's not on Windows. I think that's why they were on stage at the launch of the iPad Pro, helping Apple market its device, you know, showing how its software works on that. You know, that's more in keeping with their long-term vision, even though it sounds counterintuitive to those of us who've been covering those companies for a while.
All right. Well, we're going to have to wrap it there. Before we do, Dan, very quickly, if you had a choice right now, would you buy a tablet or a laptop?
Oh, I think I'd stick with my laptop for the moment.
Okay, so Miriam, which would you go for?
I would go for a tablet for the road and a desktop at home.
I think I'm going to go with Miriam. I'd tablet desktop as well.
Got it. Thank you, Dan. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Heard on the Street. Be sure to check out our full Heard on the Street podcast at wsj.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.